Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halala Show Season 4, mix number
29.
Hey, 29, feeling fine. Welcome to the Halala Show. Hey, this mix is brought to you by GoTime Bank.
Yep, with no missions or limits to worry about, GoTime Bank offers a 5% per annum interest rate. Hashtag it's GoTime for simple, sustainable, and secure savings.
That's right. Hashtag simplify with GoTime Bank. GoTime Bank offers an interest rate 50 times higher than traditional banks. Mm. So watch your hard-earned money grow with a 5% per year savings interest rate, no missions, and no limits.
Yep. Download the GoTime Bank app now to open an account today.
Yeah, you can check out the links in the mix description wherever you're listening to this podcast on. But welcome to the Halala Show. That's Rika G over there. Hi, Rika G. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. And then that's JC all the way in the Philippines.
Hey.
Well, if you're listening in the Philippines, I'm all the way here in the UK.
UK, but we're making it happen. And for all the first-time listeners, let's give you a little bit of a rundown. Now, we got to brief
yes.
you on what's going
okay,
on.
Okay, so this happens because of the power of the internet. Mm-hmm. We have not seen each other in almost a year, but it's okay.
It's been like it's 2 years, because, bro.
I know, more like 2 years.
I didn't even see
okay.
you before you left.
We were both still in the Philippines. But this is possible also because we do Where You Been, and that's where we start. We tell you all about our lives, what we watched, and oh my gosh, I watched something new. So
did you?
That's pretty exciting.
Okay.
That's pretty exciting.
All right.
And then after that, we do have our TTs. What are our TTs?
Our TTs are our trending topics for today. You can jump to the timestamps, by the way, if you want to just skip to those. There are our trending topics. So we are talking about Jonah Hill's ex-girlfriend, kind of putting him on blast. And you know, we've talked a lot about Jonah Hill on this podcast,
yeah,
how much we love his...
Positively.
Yeah, positively. But this time, we're going to have to delve... we have to do a little reflection on Jonah Hill and maybe his character, because she posted screenshots of a text message exchange between herself and Jonah Hill and some things that he was requesting for her to do back in the day when they were together. So we'll delve into that. We're also going to talk about the new PagCore logo that has got the internet in a frenzy. Memes are popping up left and right. I don't know if you've seen. Have you seen it already?
No, I've only seen the person who redid the logo.
Okay.
With the same brief.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And probably not for 3 million pesos.
Yeah, some people are kind of dissecting this logo, saying, "Wow, I can't believe it was worth that much." People are wondering why they even went with this direction in terms of logo design. We'll also talk a little bit about the logo designer, because he's actually done a lot of great stuff. So we'll delve into that. And then the last thing, last TT rather, is regarding Drag Race PH contestant Pura Luca Vega, who had a video go viral on Twitter because they posted their performance of them costume. Is that what you call it? Costume?
Yeah, costume.
Costume,
I guess.
Dressing up as Jesus and kind of performing to the Lord's Prayer, or Amanamin, the Filipino version of the Lord's Prayer, and what people are saying about that. And we also have an odd diva that Arika tagged me in a couple hours ago.
Yeah, I know. And it says there's a post there that says, if you're bored, just go to the Wendy's page on Facebook. And if you go to the Wendy's page, I can't even describe
it's
it.
Weird.
It seems like it's weird, bro. But you know, it's like the whole thing is... it's its own brand.
Yeah.
It's not the Wendy's brand,
right,
but it's its own brand. I feel like it's being controlled by a 15-year-old gamer of some sort.
I like
me.
It.
I know. I know you would.
Yeah. So if you want to jump to any of those TTs right away, just click on the timestamps. But let's begin with Where You Been, where we talk about our lives. And Rika G is going first this week, and you watched something new. So let's start with
that. I did. Yes, I did. And I started watching Black Mirror. I'm already at the episode of... I'm doing one a night, because I feel like if I binge it one night, I'll be...
sad.
Really sad.
Existential crisis.
I know. So right now I'm at, I don't know the title, but I'm the one at the one with the outer space.
Oh yeah, yeah.
With
Beyond
Aaron
the Sea.
Paul.
Beyond the Sea.
Beyond the Sea. Yes, exactly. That was sad, man.
Mm.
Also a little bit for me, like you kind of see it. You kind of see that it's going to happen, I guess.
Yeah.
No spoilers.
It was a little bit predictable, man. It was a little predictable.
A little bit predictable, yeah. But I do like the first one. I do like the first one. It's very Black Mirror.
The Netflix one, right? Like the one where it's kind of like on a streaming service? Yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
Streamberry. Mm-hmm. Streamberry.
Streamberry.
Tama ba? Streamberry, yeah.
Yeah, Streamberry, tama.
And then the second one doesn't feel like I was watching a Black Mirror episode. It just kind of feels like...
Which one was the second one?
The second one was the Irish or a Scottish.
Oh, I like that one. That one was my favorite one
of
the season.
I do like it. I like it. I like it very much. But it seemed like I was watching like a true crime episode of, on its own.
Yeah.
But I do recommend that one too. So I'm at the third already, and maybe tonight I'm gonna watch a fourth one.
Oh, you didn't watch watch the Maisie Day one, the one I told you is the worst one of all time?
Not yet. I'm getting there. How many episodes are there? Six?
I think there's only five.
Eight?
Five, yeah.
Okay, five. Mm. Okay. Okay. Well, there. I watched something new, which is, always great for
me.
but yeah, this week was amazing because it was Ryan's birthday.
Happy birthday!
So I think that's the... That's like the main event of this week. And I did not do anything for my master's degree. Like all of my requirements went out the window because we were just celebrating. But yes, so we celebrated. We went to his tita's house here in Surrey. And then we had a barbecue. So iho-iho kami. It just so happens that a lot of us got a tummy ache after. But, it happens. It happens when you eat a lot.
Okay, you eat a lot. Okay. Kala ko
may
issue
yung
barbecue.
So, hindi, wala naman. Oh, okay. Wala naman. Uy, grabe. Ako yung nagpahid ng banana ketchup.
Okay, yeah, sige.
Everything. And then we had like sansrival, which was so good. It was homemade by Ryan's tita and it was amazing. And what else? What else did we do? We went to... I don't know. Oh, they went to go basketball and then I just hung around, as a wag. As a wag.
As a wag, what do you like to do on the sidelines?
Drink champagne,
right.
Probably.
Post selfies.
No. Uy, grabe. Pag nakita mo yung shooting ko, you will be proud of me.
Really?
As in, nagpa-practice ako ng shooting ko.
I've never seen you hold any sort of basketball or... I've never seen you with any sort of sports, utility thing ever.
Yeah, because actually, I am not the kind of athlete that holds a ball.
Mm.
I don't like very ball-y stuff.
Right.
So, I do love volleyball. It's just that, I don't play it a lot.
I'm garbage at volleyball.
Dude, it's so fun. I had a volleyball back in the Philippines and I would always bring it in beach trips and I would force people. Because you can't play volleyball by yourself. Yeah, you can bounce it around, but you can't play a game.
Mm-hmm.
So... I always bring my volleyball around before in beach trips, and I would force everybody to play volleyball.
Okay.
That was really fun. And then we did surprise Ryan with, those bicycle stands where you can ride inside. It converts your bicycle into an indoor bicycle.
Oh, yeah, where you just put it on so your wheels just spin in the same spot?
Yes, exactly. But you take out the back wheel. It's a whole thing. It's called a Zwift. And at the same time, it's such a cool app. So you register on the app. On your computer, and then you can ride with a lot of people. And then there are also like actual pro cyclists that ride on Zwift. So there would be events where you can ride with them, but they're in their own homes and you're in your own home, which is like super cool.
Mm.
And it's good for me because I've always dreamt of an indoor bicycle, but I always think that it's sayang kasi siya, because I have my own bicycle and I can just ride outside. So what I would do is I would just go to electric studio or all those indoor bicycle group ride things.
Yeah, studios.
But studios. But sometimes it's expensive. So this is, well, to be honest, this one is a bit pricey as well. That thing that converts your bicycle into an indoor bicycle. But parang for me, it's sulit.
It's a one-time especially for payment.
It's a one-time payment. And especially for Ryan, who rides so much. And then additional pa ako, who rides my bike so much as well. For me, it's such a good buy. So yeah, his brother gifted him the Zwift indoor bicycle thingy. You guys can look for
let
it.
Let see how much it is.
You guys can look for it on Google and see what it looks like and what it does. I don't think I'm describing it very well right now, but it is super cool. We did shop for skincare yesterday, which was really nice.
Combination skin, huh?
I mean, I have my own skincare routine already. I got it down. I got it locked in. I'm good. I'm secured. We did get Ryan's skincare yesterday, and we stuck with the Ordinary. That's the brand. And I know you know the Ordinary. You've seen it before,
maybe.
Right?
Is it one of those things that pop up on my Instagram stories?
Maybe, but it's very. You can actually you. It's you. I'm sure you're going to remember it because the bottles look like they're medicine bottles. Like a lot of them have droppers and a lot of them have like amber colored bottles. Mm. So yun yung parang look ng The Ordinary.
Ah,
so
yeah. Yung mukhang ano, him. Mukhang ano, reseta.
Yung mukhang medicine. Yeah, yung mukhang gamot. Mukhang Ambroxol, right gano'n. But yeah, we did. It was really fun. It was really fun. And it was also a little bit nerve-wracking because I thought I was going to mall jail because we keep getting going out of the drugstore and my bag keeps beeping. Like
oh,
it
no.
keeps yeah,
dude,
the whole security thing.
You would not survive mall jail.
Bro, mall jail is intense.
Oh my
mall
gosh.
Jail is the worst. I would not want to be in mall jail.
Dude, you gotta have all your receipts. Oh no.
I know. Buti na lang. Because you know how here, like you would, well, you know, everywhere, you have the option to not get your receipt. And this time around, I got my receipt. And then they, you know, they didn't pat me down. They just had to get my bag again. They had to check everything if I paid for it. Tapos parang natakot ako kasi what if I accidentally didn't pay for one and then I said na, oh no, and you know, I did the whole thing na, oh no, I'm so sorry, I didn't pay for it. Would they believe me?
And they wouldn't believe you, man. You're going straight to mall jail, man. Don't collect $200, go back to jail.
Am I going to be the person last week that we talked about with the cookies?
Oh no. Voluntary honesty is the key, man.
Can you imagine if I just say that? I'm going to pay you through, you know, bank transfer.
Right.
No, it's not. It's not going to work. But yeah, so there. I think those are the only things that happened this week, probably.
At least he's getting into skincare. Like, that's something that I've always struggled with because I try to get into it, but I'm just so lazy at the end of the day and at the morning. What's the key? Tell me.
I think the key is to stick with maybe one or two products, especially if you're new with it, because you don't really need a lot of those niacinamide, salicylic, whatever thingies. Just stick with like a serum, a moisturizer, maybe just a moisturizer, and that's it.
I hear sunblock is like the one at the top.
Oh, yeah.
I got, Marissa got me Chocobo cotton soft sun stick.
Ooh, and, I like that.
It's like those lip balms that you know, the sticks, but it's for your face. It's crazy. I've never seen these things before. It feels
yes,
nice.
It's actually a big thing. It's a big thing right now. Sun sticks are like the it.
It's
thing.
The it thing? Oh, I'm
and
in the know, man.
Yes. Yes,
right.
It is.
I'm trendy.
And I do recommend that you use it even if you're inside the house. Because UV rays are just, they're everywhere. And, you know, can you imagine when you're 60 and Marissa looks like she's 25 and you look like you're 78? Can
True.
You imagine? So catch up, man. Catch up, man. And Marissa has great skin. I've seen it. So, you know,
oy, ganda daw
you gotta
skin mo.
Keep up.
Ganda skin mo, sabi ni Rika. Nox, no. Oy, kinikilig yan. Kinikilig. Nakasmile.
You gotta keep up, man.
She says, stop it. It's not that great.
Stop it. Come on, man. You're kidding me. Come You're on. Joshing me. Anyway, but yeah, I think those are all the things that happened this week. Sometimes I can't even remember because days get jumbled up. Because there would be days where I would just be applying for jobs left and right. And I think, you know what? I do want to get into this topic just a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
I am applying for jobs right now. And it is so... I do know that, you know, they don't get back to you within a day, obviously. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they won't even tell you if the position has been filled and it's not you.
I get that.
And it's just so crazy to me. And I never really, honestly, I never really had an expectation of myself and when I'll be 30 years old, I should have a house or a car or family or kids. I never had that in my head. I never had those expectations of me. It's just that I did not expect that at 30, I would feel like I would be a fresh grad.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I always have to remind myself that I am not a fresh grad. You know, I do have experience and I do have things in the bag. And, you know, you have all of these skills that you can actually, you know, show the people who are hiring you. It's just so hard to remember when you're there typing up your resume, editing your CV to fit the profile of the company and stuff like that. And honestly, if you are looking for a job right now, I do recommend Advice with Erin on TikTok and Instagram. And she gives solid advice about, you know, how to build your CV and what to write when you have this much experience or if you don't have experience. She gives solid advice for people who want to like apply for corporate jobs.
Mm.
So you guys can check that out. Even if you just want to build your CV again or if you just want to like make it look good or presentable, I suggest Advice with Erin.
That's good because I haven't made a CV in 10 years, I would say. So,
you know, it's so good because Advice with Erin, she gives examples about, let's say you were a receptionist in an office. And for a lot of people, they would just put receptionist. Mm-hmm. But she gives advice on how to like plump it up.
Yeah.
Because obviously
being a receptionist,
obviously maybe for some people's ears, it's like simple. But, you know, you deal with paperwork, you deal with scheduling, you deal with a lot of things. So yun yung parang ginagawan niya ng paraan na, oh, this is what you say instead of just being this. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm a voice master. Cool.
That's yeah, exactly. Exactly. Diba? So I highly, highly suggest that. But obviously, still take it with a grain of salt because there would be times that you would have to kind of like tailor your CV for a company. So
what are your where do you, because here in the Philippines, diba may mga ano, like LinkedIn is good. I think there's JobStream.
Yeah.
But I was talking about this a while ago. Facebook is huge for finding jobs. Mm. I don't think it's the same over there, huh? You must be looking through like certain websites that are...
No, actually, right now, and I don't know if it's a thing in like the corporate world in the Philippines, but right now, for you to get jobs, you have to be connected with the right people or you have to be like part of some sort of like... Yung kumbaga specific, let's say, Facebook group or specific Google, I don't know, network or something, that newsletter for you to get the jobs. Because here's the thing. I checked yesterday. I was applying for a job at ITN. It's like a publication here or a parang, I don't know.
Yeah,
media place. But I was applying for a job there. And then I checked on their LinkedIn. The job wasn't posted there.
Oh.
But because I was part of the UK Audio Network, so it's a very specific like newsletter that you get when you're part of that and when you're part of like the audio world, you get the job listing.
I see.
But if you just look on LinkedIn, voila.
I get it. So it's very, they're really, you need to be in the right channels, huh? You got to have
you need to be in the right channels. And it depends on what it is. Because right now for us, it's like WhatsApp and, you know, that newsletter thing. So you got to know and you got to be open to it. But yeah, those are just the things. I'm not like a whole expert on applying for jobs. It's just that I've been learning a lot recently, you know, putting myself out there. But also, it's scary and it's nerve-wracking because I have sent probably 10 emails already this week.
Yeah.
I have not gotten anything. But the thing is, you only need one reply.
Yeah, you got this, dude. I remember job searching in the States before. I literally, because I was, you know, in college, right? I would send 5 a day for like a month. So you do the math on that. That's like 120 or 130. I am bad at math, right? I don't lead with that on my resume. But what is that? Like 150? 150 applications in a month?
Can do basic math.
Yeah, I can do basic math. 150 applications, man. And I probably maybe got 3 or 4. But I eventually landed a job. So it really is, it's an exercise in like perseverance, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is. Mm-hmm. But I think I do want to end with that. And here's another exciting thing, actually. I feel like I'm going to discuss more of that because I do have a podcast recording lined up with Kara Erigel.
After 30!
Oh, damn! It's going to happen!
Is this going to be your 30-year-old? Because when you did it last,
it is.
You were younger.
It is.
So now you're, oh, wow, I can't wait.
It is. Oh, gosh.
Dope, man.
So, yeah, I feel like that's where I'm going to get into the details of it. So watch out for the episode. We haven't recorded yet, but it's going to be this week.
All right. Nice.
So
man.
There. Fin.
Yeah. Hey, on just to kind of build off of that note, you know, here in the Philippines, I was mentioning how Facebook is a huge thing. If there's anyone in the independent, creative, and whatever, like arts and multimedia and marketing, on Facebook, there's a group, and I think you're part of it too, Rika G. I think I got you into it a while back. It's called ICAP.
ICAP. Yeah.
And Marissa just got a job from there because I got her into the page like a month ago, and she sent a bunch of emails, and she got a job in like 2 weeks. So if you're into that, like they have a lot of marketing, graphic design jobs. Just search for it on Facebook, ICAP, and it stands for Independent Creatives and Advertising Professionals. I get a lot of voiceover work and hosting work from there as well. So, yeah, man, the job hunt it's a grind, but I can't wait to hear when you finally land a job. You're going to get one, man. I already feel it, dude. It's going to happen.
Thank you, man. Yeah. Thank you.
As for this week, since you started with what you watched that was new, I watched 2 movies in theaters. The first one was Insidious Red Door. So if you're a fan of the Insidious movies, I know, didn't you like the first one or two? Were you a fan of Insidious, the horror movie?
I wasn't really, really. I mean, I found it, super scary. You know, there were jump scares.
It was good. The first two were good. This Red Door was ass. I cannot recommend it less. It was not good. It was just, I don't know, because a lot of it was, you know, you mentioned jump scares. The jump scares were super formulaic. Like, I don't know if it's a spoiler, but basically how it worked was, like, they did it like 4 or 5 times in a movie where you see something in the background and then you're expecting it and then they turn around and they're not there. And then all of a sudden they're right there by their side. Like, you know, it's a very typical jump scare format. And they did it like 4 or 5 times. The story was super convoluted. And, you know, if you've ever watched Insidious, they go into this like spirit realm. I forgot the name, the forward or something like that, the upside down. It's like the upside down in Stranger Things. But the way they did it this time, it did not feel like the first few movies. And it was just not good, man. I was very disappointed. But because of that, I said, you know, we got to make up for this terrible movie experience. Yesterday, we watched Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 with my boy Tom Cruise, who is the greatest movie star of this era, I would say. Like, he makes the greatest movies, man. I mean, if you watch Top Gun last year, if you watch any of the Mission Impossible movies, I really love the other, what is it? Fudge. What's the name of that movie? Edge of Tomorrow is one of my favorite movies of all time. Tom Cruise just knows how to make blockbuster movies. Now, it's called Dead Reckoning Part 1, so you can already expect mabibitin ka. It was pretty good. Although I will admit, it's not as good as the most recent, maybe 3 or 4 Mission Impossibles. So I feel like the story is a little bit weird. There's a whole like ChatGPT AI aspect to it as well, which was interesting. So I hope they build upon it. But just for the last scene alone, which is set on a train, it's worth the price of admission. Like, no matter what you feel about the storyline or the script, the action sequences are just so good, man. And I would just recommend it in general just because of that. But I don't know if anyone's watched it. Maybe you feel the same about me. Like, there was a little bit of, it was a little lacking in terms of story, which I hope they kind of expound on in part two when it comes out next year. So those are the two movies that I watched in theaters. I did host that 50th birthday party that I talked about last week.
How was it?
It was pretty cool, man. Like, it was a easy breezy hosting. Like, all I did was facilitate some games. And, you know, it's really, I said it in my opening spiel, like, celebrating 50 years is something that I feel like, wow, would I ever do that? Because I dread my birthdays, right? Like, I really dread my birthdays. But I feel like at that point, because I looked up there's a quote that I saw online so that I can include it in my opening spiels. And it said, it's from Victor Hugo, who's a writer. It said that 40 is the old age of youth, but 50 is the youth of old age. I don't know if that really makes sense, but to me, it kind of hit like...
Okay, I get it.
Right? Like, yeah. Like 50 is like the beginning of like the second half of your life, and you are still young in terms of the second half of your life. And you could really tell from the, you know, the celebrants as well as the people that were there. There were a lot of big wigs there. Like, I didn't really know them because I don't really follow local politics on the like the mayor levels, but there were mayors there, former mayors, there were congressmen. I don't know, man. It was I felt like I was surrounded by like a bunch of lawyers and political people. It was pretty nuts.
Like established people.
Yeah. And it was just, I don't know, it was really a really good time. And I feel like I did a good job because everyone seemed to have a blast. They even made me stay a little bit to like hang out and watch Sinayon Tatay ni Janela Salvador, Juan Miguel Salvador.
Oh, really?
He performed, and he was damn. he was in skin tight black pants. I don't know if that was big in the 70s or whatever, but they were loving it. So that's pretty much what I did this week, man. I've been just like you. I know you've been job hunting, so I've been looking for new avenues of work to do. I also bought a new camera. I remember talking to you about this. I bought a DJI Osmo Pocket or DJI Pocket 2. And wow, it is really nice. And I would highly suggest it to anybody that maybe wants to just start to get into any sort of content creation, whether it be, you know, vertical video for TikTok or Reels or maybe, for a YouTube channel, because it is very diverse. Like, you can use it for all sorts of things. It has a built-in gimbal, so you can, you know, it's, you can have steady shots. And I got a great deal off of Facebook Marketplace from a reliable seller. Like, Facebook Marketplace for me is where I find like gems. I don't know if it's a huge thing over there, but if you ever need electronics at, you know, secondhand electronics, if you just do enough research, you will find like steals. And this was like, I saved like 8K, I think, 8 or 9K off of retail with warranty still intact for another almost 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Oh, wow.
So do your research.
That is cool.
Yeah, do your research.
But also, that is a steal, because usually you would see it like, oh, yeah, it's in your price range, but no warranty.
Yeah.
And sometimes you would do away with it and be like, it's fine.
Yeah, if you have the manufacturer, because you can always check the manufacturer warranty based on the, like the, what do you call it? The QR code on the barcode. So you can always just ask for that and then check it on the manufacturer website. That's just for DJI. Some other things like GoPro has it as well. So make sure that you ask for that if you're ever looking, just in case. You never know, right? You never know when you might need the warranty. So yeah, that's pretty much what I did this week, man. Shall we wapow to our first TT?
Wapow.
All right. We're talking Jonah Hill. Specifically, we're talking about Jonah Hill's ex-girlfriend. Her name is Sarah Brady. And last Friday, she posted a series of Instagram stories. And she posted some screenshots of message exchange between herself and Jonah Hill. And one of the screenshots that really caught people's attention was a screenshot of Jonah Hill listing a bunch of things that he did not want her to do anymore if she wanted to continue being in a relationship with him. And I know you sent me this as well, so I don't know if you have the screenshot up.
I do,
yeah,
I do.
Go ahead, read it
yeah,
to us.
Yeah, so the screenshot, the main screenshot that was on the headlines right now was of her surfing in a bathing suit. So it's a one-piece bathing suit. And then Jonah Hill says, this is the actual screenshot, and this is what he actually says. Respect however you want to live your life, and you only get one. Sort of done with explaining myself. And then Sarah Brady replied with, And I don't know the context of this, but this is what she replied with. Three removed, not the video yet. It is my best surfing video. Would you feel better if the cover frame was different? Any more specific ones that bother you? And then Jonah Hill replied with, yes, one that isn't of your ass in a thong.
Yeah. And then he continued on with sending a longer one that says, plain and simple. And then he listed these things. If you need the following, surfing with men, boundaryless inappropriate friendships with men, to model, to post pictures of yourself in a bathing suit, to post sexual pictures, friendships with women who are in unstable places and from your wild recent past, beyond getting lunch or coffee or something respectful, I am not the right partner for you. If these things bring you to a place of happiness, I support it and there will be no hard feelings. These are my boundaries for romantic partnership. My boundaries with you based on the ways these actions have hurt our trust. Just a little context. Sarah Brady is a professional surfer. Just so that before she even met Jonah Hill, she was already posting surfing videos, surfing all pictures, these all these things.
Exactly.
So let's talk about that. What are your thoughts on him listing these things and then saying, like, you can't do this if you want to be with me?
I mean, like, I do respect people who have boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the fact that it's a no go or no go. Kind of like, if you do this, I'm out.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean? Yeah. And it seems like it's not a conversation that they're having. It's more of like a deal.
Yeah.
Like a deal. Na parang, if you don't do this, I'm
out. It's an ultimatum in a sense.
Instead of, it's an ultimatum basically, which is, I mean, I'm not saying that ultimatums aren't a thing in relationships. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does happen. But for you to do that, I guess, at the start of the relationship, knowing that the person that you're getting into a relationship with is a professional surfer and would do that, you know, obviously would post all of her surfing videos online even before the relationship. It's a little weird for you to have that in the list when you already know that that's who she is.
Yeah, and there's a lot of talk regarding the use of the word boundaries here. Because people are saying, like, I don't know what side of Twitter I've been. Maybe because I joined Threads, but I feel like I'm seeing the side of Twitter that I never really see. Because all the replies are, like, in Jonah Hill's support, which is so weird to me because, well, A, boundaries, right, is really something for yourself. You don't set boundaries for other people. You set it for yourself. I think that's what I was kind of gathering from my kind of deep dive into TikTok onto this. It's just kind of strange that he knew these things about her regarding, like, surfing with men. Like, she's probably done that, and there's nothing wrong with surfing with other men. Exactly. There's nothing wrong with modeling, because she was modeling before that and posting pictures of yourself in a bathing suit. I feel like that happens if you're surfing. I mean, you know what I mean?
That's so strange. Yeah. That is so strange. And for me, kasi, I think one of the issues here is it's yung tone kasi, it's more of like shaming you for showing your ass, you know, on your Instagram, instead of putting it in a different light. You know what I mean? But still, that can be, kumbaga parang if you put it in the light of, oh, it's because I care for you, parang for me kasi that sounds a little bit gaslighty. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So.
Like, don't do this because I care for you. Diba? Diba? But then again, you know what I mean? Like, actually, I saw one of the comments on Instagram that says, you know, don't get into a relationship with a bad bitch if you don't want a bad bitch. You know what I mean? And then expect them to not be a bad bitch when you're in a relationship with them. Yeah,
I saw threads of, I saw like a flight attendant who gave stories about her fellow flight attendants and how guys would chase after these girls, right? Because they love this, like, you know, jet-setting lifestyle of this girl. But then when they finally get her, they want her to change everything about her that they were chasing. It's so strange. Like, it was such a strange thing. But what about, like, so for example, he has some point, I mean, he has in his points that he listed, like, boundaryless inappropriate friendships with men and also sexual pictures. I could see that being something that maybe somebody could request from their partner if they were uncomfortable with, like, if they were uncomfortable with it. Do you see some sort of validity in him requesting some of these things? I mean, of course, we don't know their relationship, but I mean, like, if somebody said this to you Would you be like, oh, maybe I should kind of think about my partner's feelings about this?
You know what? I think for me, it's really with how you say it to me. Mm. It's such a big thing. Kasi for me, it's sort of, yun nga eh, parang may, parang shaming na nagaganap. Mm. You know what I mean? Na parang, why do you do this? And, you know, you're showing your ass. And you could have put it in a different way, or you could have had like an actual conversation with me that, hey, this is how I feel. You know, put it in different words. Kasi parang for me, it's like you said, it's an ultimatum, and ultimatums aren't really met with positive,
not really, you know, not really.
Reactions. Mm. Hindi siya parang, oh, you're so sweet. Yeah. usually, hindi ganun yung reaction ng mga tao when you give them an ultimatum. Mm. But I mean, we all have the freedom to do that. Yeah. And like Jonah Hill has the freedom to say that. Mm. You know, the person at the other end of their relationship also has the freedom to say no, mm-hmm. to say, wait a minute, this is who I am and this is what I do professionally. Mm-hmm. And I know that it's hard to do that when you're in the relationship because, you know, I feel like at one point we've all been there. It's hard to say, na parang, okay, fine, I won't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Because what if that's really, truly what you do and who you are? And that's what, you know, the bills get paid because of that. It's hard mm-hmm. to say, just, you know, no, I won't do it.
Yeah, she even made a point, like, because Jonah Hill's an actor, right? So she, yeah. what if she went along and did something similar and said, like, I don't want you kissing your co-star in your movies.
Exactly.
Et cetera, et cetera. It would have been met with crazy, like, backlash, I'm sure.
You know what, for me, I think it's one of the easiest things to ground a partner that does that when you flip it.
Mm-hmm.
When you say, okay, you do that to me, I do that to you too. Then let's see their reaction.
Yeah.
Tignan natin if your reaction is the same. Kasi mm-hmm. if you expect me to just, you know, kind of like stop what I'm doing and say no to everything, or say yes to all of your, you know, requests, your yeah. list, then let's see how you feel when I do that to you. For me, that is, for me, the easiest way. I'm not saying the best way, but the easiest way to ground the person you're in a relationship mm-hmm. with
yeah.
when they do
true.
That to you. When they do something a little bit awful
true,
to you.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. In terms of the, just a little more context to this, the screenshot that she posted was dated almost 3 years ago. So it's about 2.5 years ago when this text exchange happened. So they haven't been together for a while. So some people uh-huh. are bringing up why now. Why is she bringing it up now? People are saying, because Jonah Hill, I think, just announced that he's having a baby with his partner. So some people are saying, is she doing mm-hmm. this out of spite? Is she doing this to maybe give a reality check to his current partner? I just wanted to add that as context as well, just for anyone listening. Just so you know, like, it wasn't recent that this happened. So it's been a thing. And also because Jonah Hill, I haven't really been following up on him lately, except for when I see like his fire fits or whatever. He's been pushing mm-hmm. this whole like narrative of him going to therapy and stuff. I don't know if you've seen that. I've read up on it recently, but he's been going to therapy and kind of posting a lot of content about how therapy is, you know, making him change and feel different and be, you know, be more open and stuff like that. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, for me, I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's, yeah, I mean, it's always a personal timing thing. Like, you can't be like, oh, you should have done it right away. You should have done it right mm-hmm. when that happened. Because, I mean, it could have been traumatizing for her. Maybe she was yeah. afraid of any backlash. The reason as to why she posted it, I'm not sure. And I don't think she's ever going to reveal why. But maybe she, baka nainis siya sa ano. Diba, sa mga, like I was saying,
all the news and
all the,
it, like, triggered.
All the Jonah Hill, like, being this righteous person kind of guy now, maybe she's like, wow, I can't believe people are buying this. Let me show you his true colors. Maybe that could be a reason. I don't know. Maybe that's why. I don't want to say that's exactly why she did it, but it could be, right? It could be.
You know, at the same time, I think we shouldn't also be maybe shaming people also for, let's say they are in the journey of going to therapy. They are, you know, they do want to better themselves. And I want to believe that that is what is happening and not just quote unquote a narrative.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And maybe he's changed. Maybe he has changed. I mean, he hasn't really directly responded to these texts that were posted.
Yeah.
As far as today, he hasn't really responded to it yet.
Kasi I feel like you could be a good person. Yes, you could be a good person and still do this. You know, yeah, you could be a person, you know, in recovery through trauma and, you know, all these anxieties or mental disorders and everything. But you could still be this person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Those are two different entities. And I feel like also what I like what's happening with this one is it sparks a conversation that's not solely
one-sided.
Kind of like focusing, no, not solely focusing on just Jonah Hill and actually saying that this happens to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. This is actually a phenomenon that is, to be honest, contradictory. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like it doesn't make sense that, you know, people are attracted to this part of a person and then when they're already in the relationship, they want them to get rid of that. Yeah. Diba? Parang medyo nagko-contradict yung ganun. Mm-hmm. So it's something to be really talked about. And that's why we're talking about it right now.
Yeah, I think so too, man. Any more final thoughts on this Jonah Hill and his ex-girlfriend, Cesara Brady, posting these screenshots?
Would you say that this is something of an insecure behavior?
100%, I think it is. I mean, this I feel like as if you are on the level of Jonah Hill, you I mean, I'm not saying he shouldn't be insecure, but you are a multimillionaire, you're wildly successful, you're super talented. You could get, you know, I mean, in terms of dating or whatever, like you can probably get any woman that you wanted. I mean, yeah. Not any woman, but you can get a woman that you want, or anybody that you wanted. You could be with somebody that you. So if you are going to enforce this on somebody that maybe isn't, like, it doesn't seem like the right fit for him, if that's the case. But I'm sure there's somebody who would be more than willing to, you know, adhere to these, his ultimatum. I don't think it's the right thing to do, but why force yourself into a relationship if you feel like, I mean, if you have all the, you know, all the charisma and means and money or whatever in the world to find somebody that maybe is more in line with your beliefs and more in line with your boundaries, as he calls them, right?
Yeah, and plus, you know, when you do get into a relationship, and I, you know, I think what I always say to myself, when I get into a relationship, you're getting into a relationship with a different person, like a separate individual. Mm-hmm. And they do have their own needs and they do have their own personality. Na parang, I should, because for me, sometimes I think na parang how I act, dapat ganun din sila. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yes.
How I think they should act, dapat ganun din sila. But then I remind myself na parang, no, they are their own individual person before you were them. So on some level, yes, there should be acceptance, diba?
Yeah, compromise. Acceptance. I think compromise is the biggest thing. It seems like based off of this text, he was unwilling to compromise, right? And I think that's the final say there.
Yeah, I want to end this with a quote from this article from The Guardian talking about the whole Jonah Hill issue. This article says, women are expected to play both whore and Madonna, with the choice being left up to the whims of whatever thin-skinned man they happen to be partnered up with at that moment.
Yeah.
And it's so savage, but it's
true. It is true, man.
It's true.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that just, they, you know, they have like wonderfully beautiful like girls and women in their lives, and it's like they want to keep them all to themselves, and like they're so afraid that to lose them that they're like, you know, just don't do anything. It's crazy to me because that's I feel like it's counterintuitive.
Yeah, it is.
Of course, there's always, you know, if the partner ends up leaving them for another person, like I understand that fear, but you shouldn't, if you trust them and whatever, like, you know, a bikini photo is not gonna mean that they're gonna leave you, you know. That's just how I see it. I've heard a lot of stories like that where, you know, my boyfriend doesn't want me to post anything. My boyfriend doesn't want me to post any pictures with any guy. It's kind of crazy to me. Like, that still happens. And yeah. It shouldn't. So hopefully Jonah Hill can work out whatever, you know, whatever kind of insecurities he might have. And if Cesara Brady, hopefully she is able to move forward with somebody who respects her whole identity, you know?
And if you are going through this in your personal life, we do want to know how you kind of got over that hump with a person that you dated. Because I'm curious, and I'm sure it happens a lot, diba?
Yeah, maybe you have some advice that you could share that would be useful for Lecce fans and anyone listening to this. Yeah. All right.
This is.
Okay. Shall we wapow?
Wapow.
All right. Let's move on to the new logo from PagCore.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Before we get into this, look up the logo of PagCore first right now. The new logo.
Yes.
So
it's red and blue.
Just so you know, and you have a visual. So yeah, so just so we start with
that. Okay, cool. Let's delve into the context. So PagCore, or the Philippine Amusement and Gaming Corporation, you might know them, like casinos and whatnot. So they unveiled a new logo to the public this week on Tuesday, in celebration of its 40th year. And they shifted from the green, you might know the green and yellow logo. I don't know if you guys have seen the original one, but it's now a red and blue logo that is meant to incorporate elements of fire associated with energy, inspiration, passion, and transformation. So
actually, yeah, the PagCore chairman and CEO Alejandro Tenco says that it symbolizes the flame that ignites change and drives progress. So the logo likewise reflects a beacon which symbolizes guidance, leadership, and direction. It represents a guiding light that helps people find their way. So basically, this is like part of the brief of whoever made the logo, right?
Yeah, whoever, I guess it was like what they wanted from the artist when they gave him the thing. You know, it's been met by a lot of backlash because people are saying that it looks very amateur. And I think a big reason for that is because, and although it's not confirmed, people are saying that this logo actually costs millions of pesos. I think that's one of the reasons why it's been met with a lot of flack.
Yes. So they say that it is worth 3 million. They were paid 3 million pesos to make this logo. And I think that's where people got fired up because of how, let's say, quote unquote, simple it is. And it was kind of like amateurly made. And then compared to the amount they were paid. Kumbaga, syempre, obviously, people have some opinions about it. You know what I mean? And I did see a document that did say, like an actual document, a signed document, na did say that, yes, it is worth 3,035,000 pesos of some sort. Parang ganun.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, 3 million is probably chump change to PagCore. I feel like they make that in any given night at any other casinos, probably. So in terms of the price, but you know, as a non-graphic designer, I doubt I could have done anything better. But the complaints are really coming from a lot of graphic designers in the field who are like, wow, I think that they could have done better because A, you don't really know what's symbolizing. It doesn't look like any sort of, it doesn't look like anything. Like, if you look at it, okay, so if you didn't read the statement from the CEO describing what it was, would you be able to kind of understand the image, what it was trying to represent? For me, I really can't. I don't
know. Honestly, for me, I thought, without the brief, I thought that it was just a P. Like a letter P for PagCore.
It looks like a chicken, diba? Or a bird of some sort to me.
Actually, it does look like a chicken. But can you imagine if you were the person assigned to do this? And I'm thinking, and I do want to get the opinion of a graphic designer, professional graphic designer. If you were given this brief and you were given that budget of 3 million pesos, like what would you do? I was thinking, kasi this is the final output that we saw. But I'm thinking, I'm sure they made like different versions. They made it like a whole presentation out of it, an explanation why they would do it. Would it need a team to do it? Would it need like
approval?
Top of the line equipment? Alam mo yun, na parang iniisip ko kasi how people would justify 3 million pesos if that brief landed on your table as a singular graphic designer, as an individual.
True.
How would you do it? Na parang ikaw, how would you do it? Let's say, sabihin natin, beyond 3 million pesos to host something. I would do like a lot. I would do the most.
Actually,
I feel
you'd
like.
Have to, I feel like I'd have multiple. I mean, who's to say? We don't know if the designer came up with multiple things and finally, baka yan lang na approve ultimately. But you'd think that based off just the initial reaction alone, you'd think there would be some sort of market research or something done before they actually decided. Don't you think? I feel like they just like, this is the one and let's go.
I think talaga na parang maybe, I don't want to say that I'm justifying or whatever, kasi some people are speculating na, oh, I know there's corruption going on in there or whatever. But I would like to think that there's a whole bunch of things happened before this final output. That's why that is the price.
Because I've looked it up before, because I know there's that whole story. I don't know if you know the story of like how the Nike logo was only sold for like $35. I don't know if you know that. It was like $35, wow. $40 way back in the day, which was probably worth like $120 at the time when it was sold. But I looked it up. I was like, how much are logos worth? And I saw that some people in the U.S., for example, are willing to pay $50,000 to $60,000 for a logo. Mm-hmm. And $60,000 U.S. dollars is 3 million pesos. So in terms of budgeting for a logo, it's not necessarily like out of the blue. So if there is talk about corruption or whatnot, I think we can maybe set that aside and say that this is a valid price to pay for a logo. And some companies are willing to shell out 2, 3 million pesos worth for a redesign, especially if it's something that's going to be used and it's going to be iconic. So in that sense, I think it's not, I don't think we should be like kind of scoffing at the price too much in terms of, you know, I feel like we shouldn't focus too much on the price. I think what people are, like we said, like why was the reaction so negative is because most people don't really like it. You know what I mean?
No, but don't you think, I thought kasi that the reason why people's reactions were negative is because of the, kumbaga, how disproportionate the price is with the final
output. Yeah, I mean, I could see, diba? I could see that. But I just think it's,
that's what I
just think it's ugly. That's for me. That's the thing for me. Like, if it looked nice and someone said 3 million, I would still be like, damn, 3 million. But I would not be like, 3 million, there's corruption. I'd be like, 3 million, it would have been worth it. If it looked really, like, if it looked like it was worth 3 million. And unfortunately, to a lot of people, it did not look like 3 million. But that's the thing is, I don't want to like undermine the artist as well. And I looked them,
obviously,
I looked them
yeah.
up. And before, this is from Rappler. So before redesigning the new Pagcore logo, the name of the artist is Dopi Doplon. And he designed UST's quadricentennial logo, as well as several coffee table books. And if you look at the UST logo, it looks really nice. It kind of has shades of the Pagcore logo. If it looked like that, like I don't know if you can see, if you have an image of it right now, but if you look it up, just look up his name, Dopydoplon. You could see the UST logo that he designed, and it looks really nice. So the person has skills, right? The person has skills. I just think that this Pagcore logo in general just does not look good. And I think that's also... I would say the price is really something that people latched onto. But I just want to remind people that it's not out of the ballpark to pay that much for a logo.
Right. And also, we're not saying that, you know, graphic artists aren't supposed to get
charged
paid
that much. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, obviously, if that's the price, you know, that they ask for,
bro.
Then hell yeah,
take
of course.
It.
I was just thinking maybe that was the reason why, but obviously, I'm not questioning na parang, oh, you shouldn't be paid that much. Because I'm sure, like I said, I'm sure a lot of things went into it before they decided that, okay, this is going to be our, you know, our final thing, our final logo. So
the memes that have come out of this, just so, because we talked about the memes earlier. So a lot of people are taking the logo and kind of incorporating it into other brands, their own brand, their names. Sometimes are people just put the logo and then incorporate with their names. So those are the memes that are coming out in terms of, you know, what people are, you know, how people are making fun of this logo. And I don't know, it's some are pretty funny, man. I've seen some pretty good ones.
I've only seen a few. I've only seen like people talk about it, not really like the memes.
Yeah.
But what have you seen?
I've seen like some people use it for selling food. I forgot which one it was, but they basically like changed the thing into a chicken. And they're like, let's manok for sale, brand new, redesign, whatever.
It
just goes to show how creative some people are online. And you did say that you saw the redesigned Pagcore logo. And there are people who have been, you know, putting it out there like, hey, this is how I would have done it. And I've seen some really good ones that I was like,
oh, yeah,
that
probably
should have been the at least one of the options that they went with instead of this final one.
But then again, I mean, I feel like this is also like the... yung parang, what do you call it? Like the identity of the designer. Mm-hmm. This is how he does it, or she.
Dopey. Hindi, it's a guy. Francisco Dopey Doplon of Print Plus Graphics Services.
But yeah, I mean, what do you guys think about it? And we want to know. We want to know what you guys truly think about the new PagCore logo. I think also at the same time, what else can we do? Diba? Except talk about it, obviously. But what else can we do? It's already, they're already using it.
Yeah, and who, at the end of the day, who cares, man? Unless you work for PagCore, does it really matter to you? Mm-hmm. I don't think so. And if you can demand that much, dude, I would be sleeping soundly. I don't care what you say about my design.
Yeah, and I wonder what else he designs. Also, if you go to the Facebook page of Print Plus Graphic Design, it doesn't exist.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
According to Rappler's article, it says here, as per online checking, Mr. Doplon is the past president of the Design Agencies Association of the Philippines, an acclaimed graphic designer, read premier works for the Cultural Center of the Philippines, 40th anniversary logo, you got UST's 400 years fire logo, and all day supermarket logos, among others. So,
okay. I saw on Facebook somebody posted about Print Plus Graphic Services, and they did say that obviously this this post is kind of like in the negative because he listed the red flags of the company with a 3 million contract, 3 million peso contract. They said that Print Plus was just newly registered on June 14, 2023, and a bunch of other like information about Print Plus. Because if you do go on Facebook, they don't exist. I mean, like, they do have the page, but it doesn't really say anything.
Ah, so maybe that's why. Maybe that's why there's a lot of, like, they're saying that there's some stuff going on behind the scenes. Oh, that's a good point. Well, I guess we'll never know.
We'll never know. But hopefully we do know. Hopefully we do know. Because, I mean, I'm curious. I'm curious about this whole company, and maybe they created this company to justify the 3 million pesos that they're about to get instead of just one human being getting the 3 million pesos. Because as of now, that's what I'm thinking. Isang tao lang yung makakuha ng 3 million pesos.
Yeah, if that's the case. Yeah. Diba?
If that's the case. But yeah. So hopefully we get like an update on this. But I think that's it.
Yeah,
man.
Shall we wapow to our final TT?
Wapow!
All right.
Oh my gosh!
So we are talking about drag. What is it? Which show was it? Drag Den PH contestant Pura Luca Vega posted a Twitter video of their performance dressed up as Jesus and kind of performing to the Ama Namin prayer. And I made Rika watch the video before we recorded, so you have a fresher perspective on this.
Yeah.
I watched it a couple days ago. What do you have to say about this?
To be fair, okay, so the Pura Luca Vega, I've seen her before in like different videos. It's just that I feel like this became viral because of the Ama Namin remix performance. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I think what I actually Googled right away when I saw the video is this illegal? Is this a crime? Because we know that in the Philippines, there are a lot of things that cross over from religion to politics, diba? Yeah. There are a lot of things that obviously because Philippines is a Catholic country, a mainly Catholic country. I'm not saying that it's just the religion in the Philippines, but apparently, there is a blasphemy law in the Philippines because people are calling this blasphemous. And blasphemy is the disrespect of a religion. But again, that is another case. Na parang, is this drag queen disrespecting the religion?
It.
When what if it was a performance? Just not in the way that we're used to, let's say. But like I said, it is true. There is a law, like a blasphemy law, quote unquote, in the Philippines. So it is the arbitrary detention or expulsion, violation of dwelling prohibition, interruption, and dissolution of peaceful meetings and crimes against religious worship.
So based on the video, which the people have been defending as a form of art and expression, do you think it breaks that law that you just read?
Kasi I'm actually not sure. Kasi I feel like it depends on the public outcry of the people. Feeling
it's
ko,
very subjective.
Oh, kasi subjective like, talaga siya. Na parang, what if not a lot of people don't really find this offensive or blasphemous? Then I feel like, will there be a case against Pura Luca Vega? Because right now there are articles that says, you know, like politicians who say that there's a warning of a criminal case against her because of that video. I just don't know how strong the case will be. But how about you, on a personal note for you, do you think it was blasphemous?
Here's the thing. I have to give a disclaimer because we did talk about it earlier in our chat. I said that I'm not very I'm not really religious, right? I'm agnostic. So to me, because as someone who is not really that sensitive on matters of religion and whatnot, I could see why people are upset. Because if, you know, I feel like if I showed this to somebody who was always, you know, went to church every Sunday, they'd be like, why are they doing it like that? I could see why the outrage is happening. But on a personal level, to answer your question, for me, I don't really, like, it didn't seem like they were mocking it based on the video. But I don't know. I mean, and according, just to give a little more context on this, Luca Vega on their Twitter space addressed the issue, saying that her intention was not to mock per se. Feeling ko, I was very careful when I did that because I don't want to come across something that's very offensive. I also did that intentionally to challenge our notions of how we worship or how we sing our prayers. Was it offensive because I am a queer individual or was it for other factors? It was in no way trying to demean naman. So that was Pura Vega's statement.
Kasi honestly, all of the videos that I've seen is just her singing along to the song. And yes, there was a version of the song na parang quote-unquote remix, na parang there's a beat.
Remix
there's
version.
A beat.
Yeah, jeepney diba? Version.
Pero parang for version. Me, you know, obviously songs are human-made, you know. These beats are human-made. So what is, can you imagine na parang the first original version of that song was also a human who made it, a person who made it. So what is, you know what I mean? Na parang, what is the difference when a beat was just added to it? Na parang, does that mean it's already disrespecting it?
Yeah, someone who's not familiar with the, what do you call it? Because sometimes if you, like the national anthem of the U.S., right? I feel like you're not allowed to mess with the structure of the song. I don't know if that's the same for religious songs. Maybe, because you know what I mean?
Yeah, because ako din eh. I don't actually know what goes through with it. Kasi I believe it goes through a system na parang if you do want to make changes with a song or a prayer, it goes through a system eh. Like the whole, like they have to ask permission in the Vatican or parang ganon.
Baka sa Pope,
I think may ganun talaga. Okay, I think kasi I do remember when they omitted a line or some sort sa Our Father, or basta some prayer, they had to like announce it. I remember it in church because I am a Catholic myself. But like it, parang I think I'm in the realm of, yeah, I also do like to challenge my own religion. But I am a believer of, you know, like the Catholic Church. Yes, I am. But I like challenging it as well. Because I believe, ako personally, naniniwala ako na, you know, religion is a personal journey. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, very personal siya to each and everyone. That's why ako, I like challenging it by, let's say, making traditions different. Kumbaga, parang ganun. Like, doing a different thing with religion. So, I mean, I can't obviously, go into it right now. But yeah, I do believe that when there are changes in prayers and stuff like that, it has to go through a system, but I don't know with songs. I'm not sure. But honestly, when I saw the video, like you, I didn't really see anything wrong with it. I think the only thing people see, the only thing people feel like it's wrong, it's because it's not done in a church or it's done in a place where, you know,
na hindi,
hindi holy. You know, people masyado. Drink and, you right. know, people do drugs there and people, whatever. I'm not saying that they do okay. drugs there, but, you know, people, yeah, you know.
It could be.
We don't know,
be.
But.
I mean, but people could do drugs in church
yeah, that's
too,
true.
So.
That's true. But yeah, I think that's what struck a nerve with a lot of people.
Especially a lot of senators. A lot of senators went online and, you know, for example, Senate President Juan Miguel mm-hmm. Zubiri said, "In my opinion, this is the height of the misuse and abuse of our freedom of expression that borders on criminal activity." And that's a pretty, it's a pretty heavy statement.
It is. And I even want that line alone. I kind of want to question, first of all, misuse and abuse of freedom of expression. Who, parang ako, ang question ko, who sets the bar? Where does it mm-hmm. end? That is always the question kasi when it comes to art. Kasi I believe this is an expression of art. Like any other thing that we do in the church, diba? We sing a song, we praise the Lord. Parang for me, it's an expression of art. So who sets the bar and that mm-hmm. that is too much? Only humans, diba? Tao lang din naman yung gumagawa nun eh, for me.
Yeah, on the opposite end of that, and maybe not the opposite end of that spectrum, but you must have seen those videos of like those really rich pastors in the
yes.
U.S. And they have these, I don't know, for me, I don't want to offend anyone, but it seems like cult-like mm-hmm. behavior sometimes when they are just like, people are being like possessed in mm-hmm. front of them and stuff. At what point does that also kind of, could you, for example, on the other end of things, could you say that that is also misrepresenting or bordering like freedom of expression? Because it is a little bit, it seems like a little bit crazy mm-hmm. sometimes when you see videos like that as well. Could that be something that would also be
exactly.
looked upon as bordering on, what is it? What's the thing that he said? Bordering
criminal
on
activity.
Criminal activity? Parang, you have to, like you said, who is the ultimate judge?
Exactly. Sino? Sino magsasabi? Kasi parang, let's say ikaw, you know, let's say a senator says na, up until here, hanggang dito lang yung pwede yung freedom of expression. Who says? Diba? Parang
yeah.
who gave you that power?
Unless there's a rule, unless there's really a rule book which dictates talaga, you can't do this, do this, do that. Parang wala eh.
Yeah, like I said, it's like it's very subjective. And I think because, you know, faith and religion is such a personal thing that people really take it personally. People can take it personally. Mm-hmm. And I get it. I get it when people take it personally and they find offense to it. But I feel like there should also be kind of like an openness to people who don't find it offensive.
Because, I mean, I feel like you and I were on the same page where we're not that offended by this. But we can't like take away from people that who are offended by this. We can't like say like their feelings
yeah, exactly.
aren't valid, because I could definitely yeah. see why it would piss some people off. Like I could understand it, and maybe it's because of their upbringing, or maybe because they were taught like to never use the, you know, the name of the Lord in vain, etc. And maybe they see this as like overstepping
but
some boundaries. And I can
even
really
that line, who's parang sino nagsiset ng bar na. When do you actually put the Lord's name in vain? Diba? Yes, there
yeah,
are some things
yes.
na clearly you're putting the Lord's name in vain. Mm. But in other things, saan? Like, what is the actual
yeah.
definition of it? It is such a, it's a spectrum. Na I feel like I want to take the statement of Pura Luca Vega. Tama? Pura Luca Vega. That in her performance, she did not mean to offend. Ako, gusto kong kunin yung statement niya na yun na parang, actually, hindi naman talaga ako nang offend and I didn't make it. I think, ano lang kasi, syempre natawa yung mga tao, but what if she didn't mean for people to actually laugh? What do you think?
Well, I don't know if the intention was to not make people laugh, but I think it was just meant to entertain. Mm-hmm. And maybe people saw that as maybe using entertainment as a form of, I don't know. There's so many like thoughts that I could really put out there. But if poor Luca Vega said that she didn't mean to harm anyone, and it didn't seem like she was making any, I mean, based on the video that I saw, it seemed more like a glorified performance
mm-mm.
of
like in a different setting,
this prayer in a different setting. It really strikes me, and I'll bring it back to the pastor thing. If you watch it, I've seen some pastor stuff that is like this, like out of body experience kind of
yeah,
display
exactly.
of religion.
Kasi what if ito yung way niya of of Pura Luca Vega's, you know, expression of her own faith and her own religion.
Religion.
What if,
yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
And you can't say na parang bawal yan. That's not how you're supposed to express yourself, or that's how you're not supposed to like praise your God or your religion that way. Kasi I think at the very core of it, I don't think that's how it is.
Yeah, same here. But of course, we'll have to see who the ultimate judging. I mean, if they do press charges, we have to really see how they deem it legal or not. Like, I'd really be interested in kind of dissecting if they do find this illegal and she gets into there's some repercussions. I feel like we'd have to really read into what was wrong with this.
And can you imagine if, let's say, nobody took a video and this whole thing happened? Nobody took a video. It wasn't online or anything. Then it wouldn't even be a thing.
As is the case with most things nowadays. No receipts, nothing. Nothing happens.
So, diba, parang, I think maybe the issue is also with how public it is. Diba? Mm-hmm. So yeah, kasi you know what? It is so difficult to discuss this and say na parang this is actually offensive, because like I said, for me, religion is so personal. Iba-iba tayo ng kumbaga levels of where we are in our own religion, where we are in our own faith. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because if there was some element of like the devil popping up, then I would maybe see more of a case, right? Like if there's like some sort of devil caricature in this performance, I would see like, okay, this is kind of crossing a line. But from what I saw, it didn't seem to cross a line. But that's from me, who doesn't really go to, I don't go to church or anything. And I could see why people who go to church and they're used to maybe, the traditional way of doing things, and they see this, they're like, that's not how it should be done. I also see that's also a very valid feeling to have.
Alam mo, sa akin lang kasi talaga, I feel like there really is a problem when there's some sort of change with tradition. Kumbaga yung how we do things traditionally. I remember, here's an example that I personally experienced. I remember going to church in a mall for the first time in my life. Narealize ko parang, this feels a little wrong. This feels like, parang medyo there's something wrong with. But obviously, so first of all, I was a kid when that happened. Second of all, it happened so much already na nagmamask kami sa mall that it didn't feel wrong anymore at some point. But because that first time that we did it, we went to church in a mall, it didn't feel wrong. It felt wrong. Parang dun ko nakikita, dun ko parang nafe-feel ko ano yung nafe-feel ng mga tao ngayon eh. Na parang there's a little bit of change in the things we do, things traditionally. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is not something you see every day.
Yeah, it's not something you see every day.
This video, it's not something you see every day. But what if it was something that caught on? Like, what if more people did more of these kind of performances that, and if they really mean it out of the goodness of their heart and they really want to celebrate their faith by doing something like this, maybe it would be more accepted.
Maybe.
But the fear alone of being labeled as criminal,
grabe.
I don't know if it's
going to
be something
that's ever going to see. Actually, you know what? Nagulat din ako that there's actually a blasphemy law in the Philippines.
And blasphemy could extend to a lot of things. I feel like if this is the video that describes blasphemy, there's going to be a lot of people in trouble. I'm telling you right now, like behind closed doors, there's people that do some weird stuff, man. And I think it's a lot more blasphemous than maybe what this
video
shows.
Speaking of preachers in the United States, I actually follow this one account on Instagram, and I feel like I've already told you about this. It's called Preacher Sneakers, if I'm not mistaken, on Instagram.
Yeah, and how much money their sneakers are,
not just like their whole outfits and it challenges like that idea, that notion that, preachers are here to, obviously deliver the word of the Lord and everything, but they're also very materialistic. Parang ganon. Yeah. So for me,
it's eye-opening.
Yeah, exactly.
Account.
So parang for me, eto ba? Yun ba? Blasphemy ba? But alam mo yun, yung parang medyo, yeah. It's a little difficult to discuss, honestly, and I feel like a lot of different people would have their own opinions. But we want to know your opinion, actually, about this. Mm-hmm. Always. We always want to know. So, you know, share it on our Facebook group.
Yeah, I agree. And shall we wapow? I
think yes, we're done with our TTs.
Wapow. All right, it's time to do some...
odd.
Deba. Enrica G tagged me in this earlier, and it is a hoot.
Yes. Okay, so I found this Facebook post that says, if you're bored, go to the Wendy's Facebook page. And then I did. And then I was thoroughly entertained. So go on the Wendy's Facebook page. This is not at all promoting Wendy's or anything. Because if
I love Wendy's,
but it's not at all promoting Wendy's. Because if you go to the Facebook page, it's not even talking about like their new Baconator or their new drink or whatever. It is literally like a 15-year-old gamer's Facebook page. So it's memes. And not just that, I feel like all of the memes, once you go through all of their posts, you will kind of see that there are some kind of like characters, quote unquote, that the person who runs Wendy's is getting at. So first, like the first post is a photo of a curb. And it says there, ran over curb, Bob is okay. And then the next post is 10 piece be with you. And then the next post is looking for a sewing thread. This new website is awful though, I'm guessing. And then the website is like spelled differently. Like, and then another post says, rest in peace to purple milkshake victims, comma, sorry for lose, comma, couldn't be me. It is.
Yeah, and that's a shot at the, I don't know if you heard of this trend. One of the Leche fans sent it to us a couple weeks ago. The purple milkshake trend is something that McDonald's actually did. Oh, no. McDonald's had the Grimace milkshake. And then on TikTok, people were making like Grimace milkshake challenges where it looked like they were killed by the Grimace milkshake. It was so weird. It's such a weird trend.
So basically,
trend.
I think Wendy's, this is like their whole social media, you know, what do you call this? Like shtick. Yeah. Kind of like memes and making fun of like the other brands, but not really directly. And it's so...
it's got a very Angkas vibe to it, like the early Angkas Twitter.
Pero parang for me, it's a player of Roblox or some sort. Parang siyang Roblox player or something.
Just go to it. Facebook.com/Wendy's, man. It's the strangest stuff.
Dude, this is the best. Wendy's posted, this house is a home with a photo of like a wood... parang wood siya na naka-carve yung pig. And then it says bacon. It's so funny. It is so funny.
There's one that shows like the Wendy's like coupons. And it says, you have to read this. I could not put it down.
See, na parang may mga characters eh. Parang si Barb, there's Deb, there's Bob, there's like, yeah, it is so funny.
And I don't know how far back it goes. Because when did they start doing this? Because they have posts as far back as May. So, kala ko at first, when you first sent it to me, I thought they got hacked.
Exactly.
But but they've been doing this for a long time now. I don't know when they started doing this, but I am all for it. I feel like I actually like the page just so I could be updated with whatever meme that they're going to go with. I don't know, man. It makes me wonder, like, is it working for them?
It's working, and I do want to see, like, how many people like their page right after that. But then again, ako, I already liked Wendy's even before.
It makes me want to go get a Frosty. Right? You know what I'm saying?
Actually, you know what? I feel like that really works, especially right now, when a brand talks like an individual person. I really like that whole marketing scheme. Na parang kinakausap ka ng brand. Mm-hmm. Hindi siya... brand. It's an actual person behind it.
One of Wendy's posts from May says, what is a star sign and how do I get rid of it?
Bro, just look at it. This is just a call out for you to check out Wendy's on Facebook and just go through all of their posts. You will be entertained and confused at the same time.
I agree. And yeah, that does it for some odd.
Diba.
And that's the podcast for the week, friends. Thank you so much for listening. Man, we've been having some long mixes the last few mixes.
I know. It's because of all the TTs. The TTs are just getting hotter and hotter mm-hmm. each week, man. And I don't even know if I want them to get hotter and hotter each week because I feel like each week we see something awful and then we have to talk about it. And I'm like, I hope our world isn't crumbling into pieces.
Where are the TTs where, right, you know, now a billionaire saved a billion babies and shipped them to new homes and stuff. Something like that.
What happened to the billion babies?
But yeah, thank you to everyone who listened.
Anyway,
a call to action, please rate us 5 stars. What else did we have to promote?
Go join our Facebook page. It's called The Halo Halo Show Leche Fam on Facebook. Facebook group. So you guys can post on there as well. And then we also have a broadcast channel on Instagram. So, you know, you see all of the announcements mm-hmm. right away. What else? Oh, email us.
Email us, yes. thehalalashow@gmail.com. If you want, let your fan mail read here on the podcast. And also, Rika and I have been slowly discussing it. But sometime towards our new season, which is... We'll talk about it further probably next month, but when the new season of Halo Halo Show comes out later on in the year, we are going to do some new stuff, but still keep the old Halo Halo Show feel. But we want to do some new things that we want to basically be Gen Z. You know, we want to keep up with the Gen Z podcasters of the world
Nux.
Out there. And I think it's really exciting stuff, so we can't wait to do that. And your YouTube channel, what's going on with Art Climbs? Anything new?
Yes, we just posted a new YouTube Shorts. I know, I feel like I'm just going against the grain because I feel like it would be better if we post on TikTok with the way that we post on YouTube Shorts. It's just that I like YouTube. I've always been such a YouTube fan, so we're going to post on YouTube Shorts. Go check it out, Art Climbs.
And I have my solo podcast, which I haven't recorded in 2 weeks because I've been kind of busy. But if you want to check it out, Teveza the Best also on Spotify. And that's the podcast. Shall we extra song?
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.